Well, y'all know what it is, man. Welcome into Behind the Brand, presented by Barrels and Leafs. Of course, we're always here for you every Saturday on your YouTube dial.
What's that? What you got in there, Maisha? You going to cover it up this time with a thermos? Oh, Barrels and Leaf thermos.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know what? I'm going to show mine then. What you got?
Don't I feel special? The Barrels and Leafs apparel is out.
I always have mine.
That you do. That you do.
Some ice, boy.
And
Yes.
And the cutter.
But it doesn't go any better until you light up with this here.
This here.
That surgical tool.
Need to put that damn gun lighter away. You gonna get shot. Get somebody shot.
You know how they do.
At least don't go to Minneapolis with that piece. So what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing this weekend?
Good, good.
I know.
You know, when it's like Friday,
you feel like you ain't got no job and you ain't got shit to do.
Can praise the Lord. No, when it comes to Friday, I'm just like happy.
Okay.
And this is like around like 3:45, 4 o'clock. I'm like, deuces. See you never.
See you never.
Every time I get a call,
like, I'll see you on Monday. No promises.
as one of my exes would say, God willing.
Exactly.
Oh man. No, we are welcoming in everyone. We're going to go a little bit in our reverse order this weekend. Normally you guys know that we do our news and daily talks and all the other riffraff with the specialties and all of that stuff. So we're gonna change it up just a little bit. So we're going to get right into...
Okay, what the hell is that?
What? What happened?
What's that?
What's what?
What is that?
A cigar?
No, man, you sound like... Oh, yeah. I'm going to go back and come back.
It must be the Boost Mobile you own.
That's how you sound right now. Let me go back and come back.
All right. But no, you guys, we're going to go ahead.
I think that's your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we're going to go a little bit in the reverse order. So what we're going to do, honestly, we're going to go ahead and get started with the Say Word, Maisha. How about that? You want to get started with Say Word?
Yes, the best way to get started, as a matter of fact.
Tell everybody just exactly what Say Word is.
Okay.
Say Word, guys. When you hear any of us say this word, take a sip or a swig or a gulp. Depends on how your day's going. Even if you type it, we going to take a sip.
Hey, that's words.
The word of the day is spirit.
You
spirit.
You changed it on me. Yeah. All right. So the word of the day is... Is it spirit or spirits?
No, well, any variation of spirits.
Okay, all right.
Spirits or spirits. Some people say, what's your spirit? Which spirit of choice?
Right. So the word
we'll of the day.
Oh my God. And we'll explain.
Ooh, that's Japanese.
The guest of the day.
That is in spirit. Of the Olympics.
Spirit
of the Olympics. Thanks a lot, Chris. I appreciate that.
Maybe put spirit so we can explain the guest of the day.
Well, you know what? I don't think it's going to matter whether we say spirit or spirits. It's either way it's going to come out.
Okay.
That way we're going to have
libation.
To drink. We're going to have to drink.
But we say libation. They may not have to drink.
You know what I'm saying?
We may not have to drink. But anyway.
We don't say that. We don't say that ever.
But anyway.
Libation.
I got a chance to run across this man here in the San Diego area just by chatting on Instagram. And come to find out, we have some things in common And I love it. I love it. I got a chance to go out to the distillery and try his fabulous, fabulous spirits. So won't you guys please help
you
me
got
and
something in common.
Help me welcoming in a good, good man, a good, good friend, my man, Mr. Sean Hallman. Yes.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon to some people.
Thank you.
What up? What up?
So I know Sean has some things to do, and Sean, just like we explained to you and just like you heard in the back there, say word means that anytime you hear us say the word spirit, we all have to take a drink.
Like I'm the owner of Shadow Ridge Spirits Company?
Yes. Yeah, like, so
we're going to get you fucked up before you got to go where you got to go. So get your spirits on.
Starting now.
We gotta shut the hell up, man.
So, I'm drinking water. So,
blah 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 blah.
Hell nah, get him off the show.
Wait a minute. Then you can't.
Drink responsible.
You can't say the word. Then you can't say the word.
Wah, wah,
you ain't got no co-pilot. We gonna definitely give you a hard time.
So, as you guys can see on the screen, it is the word. It is the word of the day. So, if you guys have any questions about that, just ask us so that we don't have to say it. We don't have to say it. Sean, welcome in, man. Thanks a lot for taking time out.
Hey, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I know, like I said, I know you got things to do. We got to get right to it, man. So, I'm just going to go ahead. Let's just get down to business and let's get to the questions, man. You know?
Yeah.
So, I know, like I said, me and you, we have a similar background. Me, you, and Chris, because you were prior Navy.
Yes.
Give us a little of a backstory about the home and Navy background. What made you say, you know what, I'm going to choose the Navy?
Yeah. So, my dad's retired Navy. My mom was in the Navy. My brother's in the Navy. So, you know, after I graduated from college, I was working a job, and I just didn't see myself being there the next, 20, 30 years. So when I talked to the recruiter, next thing I know, I'm at Navy Officer Candidate School. At that time, I was in Pensacola. I was a Swift Warfare officer for 7 years. Went to Officer Candidate School in 1995, got out of the Navy in 2003. I did two ships, pre-com USS Hopper. Then I was on the old USS Coronado because there's a new one. So it was the Third Fleet flagship of the main propulsion system on her. And then I finished up my tour up at Assault Craft Unit 5 at Camp Pendleton, working with the Navy hovercrafts. They have a LCAC base there. And so I was there, then OIC, then the Ground Operations Safety Officer until I got out in 2003.
That was a good little run.
Yeah, it was enough.
I know I did 22. Chris did 30 in the Army.
Yeah.
So
I got all my ticket punch. So when I was in, deployed, great home, great port visits there.
Mm-hmm.
Hong Kong, Thailand, all through the Gulf, Diego Garcia, Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Fiji. So I knew I wouldn't be able to top that. So.
Yeah, that's a little tough. I never got a chance to get to Fiji. I was a West Coast sailor, so I did everything on the West Coast, and I will never, ever take that away because there's nothing like a Westpac. Nothing like it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And for you guys that don't know, a Westpac is a Western Pacific deployment, and essentially what you do, you travel all of the Western of the continent of the United States, so you'll hit things like Japan, Australia, Hawaii, South Korea, and all of those kind of places along that border. So a lot of fun. Plus, we hit the Middle East and all of that good stuff. So
yeah.
I did a lot of those. Then I did some boots on ground time over in the hot box. Me and Chris kind of might have ran into each other. We were in the same area around the same time. So who knows? Funny that we got together. Maisha, what you doing?
I don't remember. I just know I get a check.
What do you mean?
You was over there doing something. You was on mute.
I'm on mute because airplanes go by. Is that new?
I forgot. Yeah, you're right. All right.
Sorry. Okay.
I feel bad now. I'm sorry, Maisha. I didn't mean to hijack your questions. Go ahead.
You're the producer.
What up, Terry?
Just, like a little proper intro. Sean, you're the co-owner, am I correct, of Shadow Ridge Spirits Company?
Yeah, with my wife.
Right. So just to give everybody an idea, what I've learned is that it's a private label, right? Specializes in ultra small batch grain to glass handcrafted spirits.
Yes.
Is that a good description?
Perfect description.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Actually, on building a successful brand. Tell us what was you and your wife's inspiration for building Shadow Ridge Spirits?
So,
thank you.
Yeah, you guys got a drink, huh?
Yeah.
So I was a home brewer for years, and then I used part of my GI Bill to get my master's at USC in public administration, and then I had leftover money, so I decided to do the brewing program at UCSD Extension. I kind of knew I didn't want to do anything in spirits. I'm sorry, and I just did that to make you drink in brewing, and then I had an opportunity to help out with spirits competition at Del Mar Fair that was started by Yusef Cherney, who was the co-founder of Ballast Point and Cutwater Spirits. Man, you guys are gonna be drunk. So I got to meet a lot of local distillers during that time. And then really had an opportunity to kind of pick their brains. And then, you know, I kind of forgot about it. That was probably a couple years before I even started thinking about distilling. And then one of my fraternity brothers approached me about, you know, making some moonshine, you know, basically unaged spirits, unaged whiskey. And so he decided that it really wasn't the best time. So approached my wife and said, hey, do you want to keep going with this? And she said, sure. So next thing I knew, I was turning my beer recipes into whiskey recipes, started distilling at California Spirits Company in San Marcos. That was 2016, did our first production run 2017, and then moved to my current location in Oceanside Distillers in January 2018.
So you were, pretty.
And shout out to your wife. She was like, want to keep this rolling.
Yeah, you were busy. Yeah,
absolutely. Some of it was, you know, hey, we're doing come no kids, so we needed to start a business about with our yearly taxes. And it was perfect. So we had a passion for it.
Your business, your new baby.
Yeah, exactly. If anyone wants to know what college tuition for a kid looks like, just come by the distillery. Take a look.
Right, yeah.
I believe you. I believe that. Totally.
Yeah.
A lot of dollars.
Hey, man, you know, so when did you actually decide that spirits were the choice for you versus beer? I mean,
We got a time out question. The spirit man over here drinking water. Can't be like this here. We call about spirits.
Chris don't like it. He don't.
Yeah,
like
I don't make the rules. I just play by him.
But yeah, man, what made you decide that, you know, going that route versus beer was really going to be because, you know, especially being out here in San Diego, the California area, we're a craft beer country, you know? I mean, so what steered you away from craft beer?
Well, I mean, one thing is just, you know, the process of making beer and spirits, you know, when it starts out pretty much the same as far as fermentation. Once Sultan, that was, you know, my fraternity brother's name, Sultan Muhammad. Hey, Sultan, what's up? You know, the thing that I hated about beer was actually the packaging, whether it was bottling or kegging. So this spirits kind of gave the best of both worlds. I could still do a fermentation that I had a lot of interest in. And then also I didn't have to do any packaging. So it just kind of fell hand in hand. In San Diego, yes, it is a craft brew city. But and there was still probably, you know, room for me to fit in. But after the more and more that I learned about distilling, you know, that was definitely the right path for us.
Okay. All right. As I'm.
I dig that.
I'm fighting off flies. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not retarded. I promise.
Me too. In high season, I hate it.
Yeah.
I saw a meme the other day. It's like, if you want to piss off a black person, let a fly come in the house.
that's why my next house is going to have that
MF.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
I'm going to get one of them salt guns and just start firing at their ass all day.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Not a gun.
Yeah, the salt gun. It's a salt gun. You know. It shoots salt. It shoots salt.
Mm-hmm. They don't like salt.
Yeah, I'm going to get one.
And that kills flies?
Yeah, kill them. Knock that ass out.
Where can I buy that?
You know, you in California, y'all probably can't get nothing with a trigger.
Right.
Is that true, Leo?
I don't know. I don't know.
Y'all can't even get Nerf guns out there. Y'all can't even have Nerf guns.
It is hard to get anything with a GUN in it.
Wow.
Yeah, GUN is not easy.
Water.
Right.
Water gun.
Yeah, you better go to dollar store to get your water gun. See, you going to get us killed.
The only people that are really scared of this is my guy friends. And girl, you gonna put that down?
And any cop walking the street.
Sounds like, let's move this along.
Yeah.
Look, we're drinking. So I can't stay focused. Look, I can't stay focused. I'm drinking rum. This is the first time I'm drinking rum on this show.
About time.
So bear.
What? You show you what kind?
Well, I'll tell you what kind of rum I'm drinking.
I don't know. My girls made it for it. They made a batch of it. Oh, what is that?
Oh, they made. So you got some. What is that? Oh.
That's our Navy Strength Rum, our 1893 Navy Strength Rum.
Wow.
1893.
Right. Y'all ain't ready.
Okay. I dig it.
So that 1893 was the year that the Chief Petty Officer rank was established, April 1st, 1893. So,
Navy?
Chief Petty Officers and the Navy Deckless Leaders. So that was a tribute to all the men that helped shape me both growing up, my father being retired Master Chief, and, me when I was a junior officer, having chiefs to kind of show me the way, you know, senior enlisted.
There it is. That's what we do.
So we have the 121 proof bottle there, I believe.
Yes. Yes.
And how is it, Leo?
I forgot that it was 121. And when I took the first sip, I was ready to cough.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
That is a strong spirit, my friends.
No.
Shit. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Spirit.
Fuck you.
Okay, let's get back to it.
Yes.
Educate us. Educate and explain to us and our viewers, what is the difference between mass-produced spirits
and craft
spirits?
My issue.
Well, you know, I mean, the definition is in the eye of the beholder. You mentioned, we're 100% granite glass. So I think it's not so much a difference between mass-produced spirits and craft spirits as opposed to a spirits company that's sourcing and bottling versus, you know, a company that's actually producing their own spirits.
Why can we use the word shadow or ridge?
You can change it right now because I'm going to be saying spirits a lot. That's
I know it.
Look, he's saying spirits a lot, but he got water.
Listen to me, Sean.
But he got some damn water.
Listen to me, Sean. This is why we have that word. Even typing out the format for this show, I counted 15 before I even finished the format. So we're going to be fucked up. And we're mad at you for having something else to do after this.
Right. You're no fun right
now,
Sean.
Don't you have a co-pilot that can drive you around?
Not today. My wife's a teacher and school starts on Monday, so she's busy.
Oh, God.
Back to work.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, Sean, mm-hmm.
I get it.
So, tell us about the name, Shadow Ridge Spirit Company. Where did that come from, and why Shadow Ridge?
Fuck you again.
So we were actually, you know, before we had this opportunity to go to Oceanside Distillers, and we were moving from California Spirits Company, where we're currently doing our production, we were actually going to sign a lease in the Shadow Ridge neighborhood in Vista, California. There's several distilleries over there and breweries in, you know, that area. You have Henneberry, 117 West, Misadventure are distilleries over there. And then you have some very large breweries over there also. So the ideal place for us to, you know, set up shop. And then we had this opportunity to actually start distilling at Oceanside Distillers, which actually just a more cost-effective way of producing. So we went with, we already had the name Shadow Ridge. We had trademarks. Our Instagram was set up. Everything was ready to go. So we just kept the name and continued to produce under that name. And we actually rebranded as SR Distill this year.
Right, right. So, I mean, how did you come up with the name Shadow Ridge? Where did that come from?
It's the name of the neighborhood where we're going to be. So the geographical location, just like San Diego Spirits Company, you know, okay. 805 Brewing, you know, along those same realms of, you know, us just being in the Shadow Ridge neighborhood. Okay. And, you know, so that's what we set the business up, set the, our LLC up as that, our S Corp, we set everything up, you know, as we planned on signing the lease. And then we, had this opportunity at the end of 2017 to go to Oceanside Distiller. So we kept the name and just started distilling. Plus we didn't know how long our relationship was going to last over at Oceanside Distiller, but we've been strong since January 2018 in that location in Oceanside.
Okay. All right. Neighborhood.
Funny you say that too, because I used to live in Miami, Florida, and I had a friend that lived in Shadow Ridge condos.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of Shadow Ridge. In fact, the Shadow Ridge wine is one of the reasons why we have rebranded it as SR Distilled. But that's a story for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, you can drink.
I dig it. So here's the thing. It's like.
Oh shit.
You'll catch it, bro.
We hold no punches on this show.
Here it is. Look. I don't think you're really sorry. You know we're going to be fucked up. But here's the thing for me. I'm born and raised here in California. So when I think of San Diego, or most people think of San Diego, I don't think distilling. How has the San Diego distilling community helped and supported Shadow Ridge Spirits?
We're pretty strong. I mean, our guild is strong. You know, there's, I believe, last count, there's, I think, 16, 17 distilleries in San Diego. And one of the things that we're able to do is we're able to leverage off the brewing community here as far as the availability of ingredients here. There's two huge grain warehouses within 10 miles of our distillery. One's 4 miles away down the street, and the other is probably about maybe 7 miles. So we're able to get ingredients like this though tomorrow. White Labs is here, and they offer 96 different yeast and bacteria strains. They're in Mira Mesa, so I can get yeast very easily. So I mean, it's a great place, and you don't realize what advantages you have until you go to other areas. In fact, I just came back from Maine. We visited a couple of distilleries, and you know, hearing the logistics that they have getting ingredients. So, and then you know, just a lot of people sometimes, you know, the next you know, reasonable step from going from a craft beer is going to a craft spirit, and just, you know, something that's locally made. People want to drink local, you know, they want to support local businesses. And then we have actually following through our state, because we do ship all through California, and we've had a very good response from Northern California also. So San Diego is definitely a great place, you know, if you wanted to start distilling here.
Okay. Yes. That's pretty cool. You said when you go to other places, you either realize what's available and what's not available to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, one of the big things is getting yeast and the availability of yeast. You know, with White Labs being here, it's great. I mean, I can put an order in and, you know, pick it up tomorrow for liquid yeast. If not, I would have to buy dry yeast. And then same thing with BSG, Brewer Supply Group, is in Oceanside, Country Malts, and Vista. I can do same-day pickup in some cases if I need to. Usually I try to plan ahead, but you never know what's going to happen as far as production and what you need. But if you're someplace else, you're at the mercy of UPS, FedEx, you know, getting your yeast. Hopefully that you're home, depending on what kind of yeast you're getting, because it's going to be shipped in an ice pack and it might melt. You know, online in different forms, I see, you know, people every day that their yeast was destroyed. You know, it was left out in the sun. It was delivered late. You know, the smack packet cracked open. So it's a huge advantage being in this area. And, you know, I try not to take that for granted.
Hey, Chris, wouldn't that be cool if you could just go pick up tobacco anywhere whenever you're ready for it?
You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
That's nice. That's a hell of an advantage.
Well, and the other thing that I, you know, here, I mean, all the distilleries, I mean, I have, you know, three of the distilleries, or actually four, because I forgot about Pacific Coast and Oceanside, you know, that I can pick up the phone, I can talk to someone, I can drive over there. You know, we're not, distilleries aren't 40 miles apart like they are in some areas, you know, small craft distilleries. And so it's actually, this is a very strong distilling community in here. You know, we almost have more here, you know, more craft distilleries in San Diego than some states have in the entire state.
Okay.
So you getting yeast from everywhere.
you know, we try.
So does all the yeast taste the same, or they got different types?
No, absolutely not. Yeast in part.
Yeah.
You know, I like using Belgianelle yeast. I use beer yeast as opposed to distilling yeast. I don't think a lot of people realize how much a difference yeast can impact the flavor of spirit and how much it carries over. Also, same with grain. You know, using different grains, I like to play around my grain bills. You know, in Dillmore, I have my base malts for the sugar. I also like to use a lot of specialty malts because those malts do come through the distilling process. You know, I look for yeast that are going to give me big esters because that's an important part of whiskey. You know, if I'm distilling, I primarily use either beer yeast for my whiskeys. There's wine yeast for my rums, just because of the flavor that it imparts on the final distill.
So, I mean, I know you're doing all this talk about the yeast and the grains
education.
And the mash, and you know that's damn important for people who like to drink the things that they like to drink. You know, to get a true understanding about what's actually going into that bottle is good, you know, to understand what you're going to be getting out of it. It's good. It's something that we all really need to know. Well, maybe not need to know, but if you're going to do this all the time, I think that you should know, you know, just like the cigar community. And, you know, if you're smoking a certain cigar, you should understand what's going on with these cigars, you know, as you're smoking.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just, you know, for our whiskeys and our rums. You know, it's primarily for, you know, any whiskey that, you know, you go to pick up. I mean, just like you said with the cigar, I mean, you might never drink one of my spirits again, but at least you kind of have an idea. Like, if you come and sit down with this, and
you'd be a damn shame if you don't, though.
Yeah. You know, if you talk to, you know, after you learn about the grain bill and you know, what the barrel does, it'll give you a better idea when the next time if you're out, you know, you're picking up that bottle of, you know, Buffalo Trace or Woodford Reserve or, you know, Maker's Mark, whatever. You can have an idea, okay, well, you know, you can look up what the grain bill is and say, okay, hey, I know this is a high wheated bourbon and, you know, the wheat's going to provide a little smoother taste, you know, than a high rye bourbon. So just, you know, having that knowledge and knowing what the grain does, you know, what it's done in the, yeah, that's bourbon.
Speaking of the bourbon.
53% corn, 5% rye, and the rest is rounded out with three different types of barley. So it's a maltier tasting bourbon. It's a robust bourbon.
Yes.
You're going to know that you're drinking bourbon.
Absolutely.
And it's bottled at 90 proof.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going to linger for a while, what you want. It's going to have a good mouthfeel, and, you know, you're going to taste it.
And one of the things,
even when you're smoking a nice cigar, like, you know, I enjoy a flathead.
Right. And that flathead has a little bit of sweetness to it that might be able to match up with the bourbon that you have. But I will say that, you know, like I said, I got a chance to get down to Shadow Ridge and into the distillery and talk to Sean face to face, one on one. And, you know, it was a great time. It was a great experience. You have multiple spirits. I know that you at least have six. And I know that you introduced me to a gin that you were coming out with. Talk to us about the gin. And my other question is, are you thinking about doing a tequila since we're in California?
So I have five whiskeys, three rums, a gin, and in the barrel right now is an agave spirit. I do have one in the barrel that I distilled, put in the barrel right before I left. It's probably made Reposado, which means that it, you know, it was in a barrel for at least a month. So I can't call it agave because it has to be made in, can't call it tequila, sorry, because tequila has to be distilled in bottles
in
Jalisco, Mexico. But this is 100% blue agave that I did. So mezcal is, you know, a spirit that's distilled from multiple species of agave. So this is 100% agave distilled and put into a barrel. So I don't know if I'm going to let it go a year to be an Añejo. So I'm actually going to pull it, see how it tastes, because it's been in there about a month. So I'm going to actually taste some today. But my gin. So yes. The gin, I'm really happy with the gin.
Sean, I hate to interrupt you, but for us cigar smokers, gin and cigars just don't go together. But let me tell y'all something about this gin that Sean has. I can see a nice floral, even a sweet cigar actually going with this gin. I can see it. I didn't get a chance to really have a cigar while we were at the distillery. But I'm coming back. I'm going to get a bottle. I want to put that with a cigar.
Nice. So, the gin, I did 100% wheat distillate for it. So I actually distilled the distillate forward as opposed to sourcing it because I wanted 100% wheat. Because I think it just plays very good with the botanicals that I chose. So this isn't a London dry gin, so it's not going to have a huge juniper punch to it. The juniper is there. You can definitely taste it. But, you know, I use juniper, coriander, lemongrass, lemon zest, galangal, which is a rhizome in the ginger family, but it has more of a citrus taste to it. Some Szechuan peppercorn, cardamom, and some gunpowder green tea. So it has a nice balance between the distillate. You can tell it's there, and that's where a little bit of sweetness comes from. And then I think all the botanicals play really well together.
And they do. I think you topped me off with some of the the mineral water that you use.
I'm sorry.
I said, what's the mineral water that you use to top it off?
Some tonic. You use some fever tree tonic and some lime in it.
Yeah.
Now, and I mean, it completely changes the taste of it. And
totally.
Yummy.
Totally. Yeah, we have to get some.
Yummy.
We have to get some.
Super refreshing in the summertime.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to put
that's
it down.
Probably one of the most challenging spirits I've made. Just getting the balance between the botanical. Because too much Szechuan peppercorn and it numbs, that's a numbing feeling in it. Good, you know, you want a little bit of spice. Some of the other, too much lemongrass and it gets actually grassy as opposed to citrusy. So, I think batch number three is what I actually used the bottle.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you also have.
We got everybody's mouth kind of watering. Let's talk.
Yeah, because I had it and it was just crazy, man. Really? It was crazy. So it's definitely worth giving the time and the money to try this gin. It really, really is.
I'm glad you liked it. Really glad you liked it.
Yeah. Sound like you put your draws in it, man.
He did.
Yeah, you know, it was a labor of love. I'll tell you that.
It does sound like you put your foot in it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to put the glass down when I had it. I did not want to put the glass down. I'm sorry, Mace. I know I cut you off.
So you said mineral water.
It was so tonic
you
water.
You said mineral water and lemon? That you
tonic water. Flavor tree tonic water and lime. But lemon goes very well with it also.
And lime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fever tree, you know, that's a great tonic water to use. You can get it pretty much anywhere. Vons, Albertsons, pretty much every, you know, grocery store has it.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, we'll have a nice break from distilling whiskey, I'll tell you that. You know, sometimes I just want a break from distilling different things, you know. I'll go on a run where I'm doing, you know, I'll do nothing but whiskey. And then I'll break it up, do some rum. You know, now distilling gin, you know, I'm going to go back to whiskey here. I barreled quite a bit already this year, but, you know, I'm going to go back. So I'm going to order some grain this week and go back to, I guess, my quote-unquote roots of distilling whiskey.
Okay. All right.
So where you get your grain from?
Brewer Supply Group, about 4 miles away. So they have, I think that's probably about a 500,000, 700,000 square foot warehouse they have over there. And I can get pretty much... You know, I mean, they have multiple malting houses they get supplied from, and I can pretty much get any malt that I need there as far as, you know, different types of malted barley, malted wheat, malted rye. I can get unmalted grains if I really wanted to. I can get corn, which is important. So, I mean, I can do pretty much any and all of everything that I do. I can get it from BSG. Or country malt. I mean, I like country malt. My single malt, my peated single malt, has both peated grain and cherry wood smoked. And so I do get my cherry wood smoked grain from country malt here in Vista, the next town over. So, I mean, that grain warehouse is literally probably 5 miles from my house, if that.
Hmm.
I mean, you ain't never lied. Everything is a few steps away.
Yeah.
Yeah, White Labs is probably the furthest away, and it's probably, you know, 15, 17 miles from me. They're in Mira Mesa. You know, order online. Normally they fulfill it next day. And, I mean, it's nothing for me to get down there if I need to. You know, I can pass by on the way to work. But, you know, once I start going back to work, when I was working, you know, away from my house before, I just plan my trip around, pick it up on the way. You know, they give me ice packs. Because I like White Labs because it is a liquid yeast as opposed to dry yeast. And so it's ready to pitch as soon as, you know, I'm done with my mash.
So now I'm curious about production, your competitors, and price points. How often do you produce, I guess, produce and distribute? And are you competitive? Like, who's your biggest competitors
In terms
of your price point?
You know, I really don't look at competition, I think, because we are such a niche product and everyone else is such a niche product. You know, when you go to a craft spirit, you know, there's no way I'm ever going to compete with, you know, a big brand just because of production. You know, like you said, this is a labor of love, and we kind of produce what we want to produce, to be honest with you. If I don't feel like, you know, distilling, I don't, which is nice. You know, our price point in the tasting room, we sell at $30 a bottle for a 375, which is, you know, this size bottle. So, you know, normally the standards are 750, you know, which is a fifth. You know, I mean, as far as looking at competition, you know, we're just out there doing our thing. And, you know, I will never disparage another distillery, and I hope, you know, they won't, you know, do the same. You know, any distillery, I do not hesitate to pick up the phone and talk to them. They know exactly what's going into my spirits. I don't have any secrets. I know how they're doing production. You know, it's just, we're just all out here doing our own thing, which is great because, I mean, you know, like I always say, whiskey's for sharing, you know, not for fighting. So, you know, and everything I have isn't going to appeal to everyone.
I love
it. Taste is subjective. And, you know, if you don't like what I produce, then I can recommend something that you get, you know, that you might like. So, I mean, I have no problem doing that at all.
So I just want to kind of get back.
Right. So friendly community, friendly competition too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, if I had my choice, honestly, which I've been holding on to these bottles since I came and saw Sean, which was about 2, maybe 3 months ago. I've been holding on to these bottles for a reason, because I honestly, this is one of the, these are bottles that I don't want to go through. I really want to share these with people. I really want to have people over and say, hey man, you know, check this out. This isn't something that you're just going to find every day.
I appreciate that.
You know,
I really appreciate that.
It's just like what we talk about with small brand cigars or boutique cigars, however you want to put it, is that, you know, it's something that you want to share with other people. Like, yo, check this out. Yo, this ain't, you know, such and such brand or such and such brand. This is something different, you know? So you have a real enjoyment out of this brand of Shadow Ridge. And I guarantee you, anybody who gets a chance to put this in a mouth, you're going to have a great, great time. I promise you. So Sean, take us back to the Navy rum real quick. I know you said that your dad was in the Navy. You know, you got family, other family members in the Navy. How did the Navy rum really get inspired? Was it your dad, or who was it that really inspired that rum? Or was it just the tradition of the Navy chief?
Yeah. So, you know, the first thing that I, spirit that I had that I dedicated to my dad was our rye. It's, the Hallman rye. You know, my last name was Hallman. So, yep, exactly. Yep. So that was the first. And then, you know, I was making rum, I was barrel aging rum. And so, you know, the next logical step kind of was, you know, I wanted to do a cask strength, and I was in the Navy. So I just kind of, you know, I mean, it was almost a no brainer of doing a Navy strength rum. And it was, you know, going through names, a good friend of mine, Eric Bridges, a retired Navy senior chief. He's like, hey, how about 1893? And I was like, you know, hey, that's great. And so next thing I you know, as long as it's over 114 proof, consider Navy strength. People argue that, but the TTB is the only organization I care about. They're the ones that approve our labels. And they said, hey, you can call a Navy strength rum. So I bottled the first batch at 123. This one was at 121. And then I don't know what the next batch is going to be. I try to put everything in the barrel at 122. Sometimes the proof goes up, sometimes it goes down, you know, based on humidity and, you know, barometric pressure, all those things play into how the barrel works with the rum inside, or actually any spirit inside. So, you know, that was kind of the genesis of this. You know, I wanted to do a Navy strength rum for a long time, and I was just going to, you know, call it overproof rum or something. But then, and if you notice the colors of the label, you really, they don't show up that well. But those are actually the blue and gold on there are actually the official colors of the United States Naval Academy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was a little bit of thought put into that. Yeah, there was some thought put into this Navy rum, and I really do appreciate it. But I will say is that it's something that you want with an ice cube. You do not want to drink this itself.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you can sip it, but you know, the other thing that I really want to mention while I'm on here is, you know, shout out to my craft designer, Alejandro, that designed this label. You know, he made it look like a cigar ring on there. And, you know, he did all the design from it, basically designed my label first. And I said, run with it, do whatever you want. And this was the first, you know, label and die cut that he came back with. And I said, great. Wow. So really the only input I have is the color and the name on the label. But as far as the design, all the flourishes, the font, the logo, everything was Alejandro.
Shout out to Alejandro. Yeah. And we are sitting here talking to Sean Hallman of
Alejandro or Alejandro?
Dro. He's a man. He actually, he used to own a, cigar store up in Corona, or, you know, to make up in Riverside County. And that's what he actually did before, you know, he went full time into graphic designing. And so it was just serendipity that I was, you know, married up with him to do this, you know, for him, to find him as a graphic designer. And it's just by happen, I knew what I wanted, but when I saw it, you know, I knew what I wanted, but I didn't know. And so when I first saw it, I said, perfect. Don't change a thing.
Sound like me with some things
that's
that.
What I like about creatives. Like, yeah, we have an idea, but I need the creator to pull it out.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll start early on in business, you know, pay someone to do the things you can't do.
Damn right.
And that's exactly what I did. Don't half-ass it.
Sure.
Right.
Right. I'm gonna have to catch up with Alejandro.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good
for you. Yeah, I can give you this information.
Yeah, me and you, right? Me and you both thinking the same thing, Chris. Yeah.
I think all of us.
Alejandro got some work coming.
Well, you know, that actually brings me. Let me see. I've seen some of your brand signage actually, and it includes veteran owned. So again, thank you for your service. But how important is it that you convey and tell the world that you served and how long, and you know, as a Navy officer. That veteran community?
Yeah, I mean, it is
hell, I support him. Hell yeah.
Knowing that, you know, it's like you almost have family everywhere in the world. You know, whether you serve, you know, officer enlisted, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, you know, everybody has a story, you know, and an experience. And regardless of how different it is, there's always a you know, connection. Even though, you know, all in the Navy, you know, I have friends who are Marine Corps, you know, I have friends who are in Air Force, basically, you know, every branch of service. And, you know, and I mean, just from the beginning, we all wore a uniform. We all had to do something that we didn't want to do, but we all had a purpose. And I think that's probably, you know, one of the most important things to me. And, you know, I don't put it out there to, you know, to lean on, but I just want, you know, someone to know that, hey, you know, that I'm a veteran. And if you have a passion for something, you can go do something that you want, you know, and because, I mean, you know, being in the military is one of those things that you just have to persevere through.
Right.
There's going to be days you don't want to get up. There's going to be days you don't want to go to work. But you do it. And I mean, it's just like having any other job that you need to pay the bills.
Discipline is a motherfucker.
It is. It is.
So I just got one last question for you, man. Just tell us what does the future hold for Shadow Ridge right now? I mean, are you looking to expand? Are you looking to get into some lounges or get into some bars or what's going on?
You know, It's one of those things. It's a fine line between, I don't want to say, I you know, I don't want to come off as selfish, but you know, this is something my wife and I have together. You know, if I grow the company, which means that I'm going to have to expand, you know, I mean, capital investment, bring employees on, etc. And the other thing about it is, if I do expand, you know, it's not, you know, I'm going to have spirits tomorrow. It takes planning. You know, if somebody wants, you know, when I was contacted by Total Wine, I was contacted by Trader Joe's. It's a, well, hey, I'll talk to you in 2 years type of deal. Like if I look at my production, because I don't want to source.
Right.
And that's just a personal preference. I mean, you know, I'm doing this to distill, to create, to have recipes. So, you know, I mean, as long as I could come in the understanding that, hey, you know, when I have spirits available, you know, they're for sale. The only place that we currently distribute to is Keg and Bottle. You know, they have 8-9 locations in San Diego County. They have one up in Santa Barbara.
Shout out to Keg and Bottle,
but,
too.
You know, I have no intentions of pounding the pavement, trying to get into some of these other locations. As I mentioned before, I was Screwball's first distributor. So I know what that's like. I currently still, you know, do finances for Screwball. You know, I mean, I know what it's like and what it takes to get a spirit company nationwide. And so if I ever want to play, you know, Big Whiskey, I log into my Screwball email account and, you know, see what we're doing.
I feel that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this right here,
you got the inside track.
I like the ability to, if I want to go to the distillery, I can, you know, if we want to do a tasting, we can, you know, but I don't want to be beholden to it. You know, I mean, I've worked too hard in my Navy job to, you know, move away from that, you know, working for the Department of Navy as a federal civilian. So, you know, I want to see that through. And the Shadow Ridge is a great escape, you know, in the evening when I can go to the distillery, I can, you know, bottle, I can hop online, I can order, you know, run the business to kind of, you know, turn my brain off and move to something else. I don't want to be, you know, beholden to anyone else's, you know, the stress of meeting orders, you know, having to get product out before it's ready. You know, I don't mind when you log on and you see sold out. I mean, I would rather not. I wish I had spirits for everyone. I mean, I want to be able to meet the customer's expectation when they order. But I mean, if it's not ready, you know, I'm not going to put it out.
Let's face it, it'll become your full-time job.
Right.
And started with distro, bigger mass markets, it'll become your full-time job. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not ready for that yet. You know, I'll be 50.
Got it.
This year in December.
Happy birthday.
You know, maybe if I was 10 years younger or 10 years older right now, it'd be a different story, but right now, you know, I have a great balance with, you know, great work-life balance, even with, you know, the Navy job, this, and Screwball, and I enjoy that. You know, my wife and I can take vacations when we want.
Right.
I can meet all the expectations, as opposed to, you know, being on the phone, you know, getting calls from whoever that they're out of stock and they need to get there. So this is a good balance right now.
And employees and overhead, all of that sounds very
I've had employees before, and I am very happy even now with my, you know, regular job that it's just me. And this is just, you know, me and my wife.
Right.
And you know, my wife, you know, she's gonna win every battle, so
damn right. Yeah, they don't lose.
I love it. Well, congratulations to you again. I mean, this was a hell of an education for me, and I hope for everybody that's watching. Tell everybody how they can follow or support you, purchase. You ever have tastings, any of that?
So yeah, we're you know, because we are a very small boutique. I mean, Leo's been to the distillery. You know, we are actually a private tasting room, but we're open to anyone who makes an appointment. So, you know, you can find our information on our website, at www.srdistilled.com, or follow us on Instagram. You can direct message me at srdistilled.com. I'm sorry, at srdistilled on Instagram. And then we do have a Facebook page. You can contact me. I'm kind of bad about checking that. So the best way to get in touch with us is either through our website, you know, srdistilled.com, like message me on Instagram, and I will return back to it. You could also look up Oceanside Distillers, and that will go to Dieter Steinmetz. He's the actual license holder of the facility, and you can make appointments through him also. He also makes fantastic products, you know, primarily whiskey, bourbon, rye, and rum is what he makes. But yeah, either one of us, Oceanside Distillers, or at Shadow Ridge, at SR Distill.
Right on, right
and
on.
And we do ship
from our come for a visit.
Yeah.
Please do. I mean, we love giving tours. We love, you know, as you can tell, I can talk about whiskey and rum all day long, gin, you name it, tequila, vodka. I can talk about it all, and I love talking about it. You know, I also do want to give a shout out to I don't know if you can see this. No, you can't.
Is that the Big Poppy?
No, this is the glare is kind of bad. Jason from Guidance Whiskey, or Black Owned Whiskey Company.
Okay.
He also.
I see it now.
Yeah. So Guidance Whiskey, check them out. He sent me a couple bottles and some nice cigars that he, you know, that he had made for him.
Okay.
So, and he's doing a lot in the community, and I love what he's doing also.
Right on. Right on. Hey, Sean, man, thank you.
That's
for
my shout out. I love that.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Sean, man. I know you got to run. We appreciate the time, and I damn sure appreciate the libations.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the other word right now.
No, I don't. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for allowing to talk. You know, I love being part of this community. You know, I can't say enough about the amount of fun that we're having.
Yeah.
And the doors it's actually open to it. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be here talking to you guys if I didn't do this.
Hell yeah.
So
hell yeah.
Thank you. Come on by. You know, real quick, you can also, I forgot, you can call me at 760-505-4462.
And that phone number is on the Instagram page at SR Distilled.
Yes, it is. So come visit us. You know, we have a lot to teach and a lot to taste. So full tasting is, I believe, 13 spirits right now.
And I drank them all.
Yeah, and we don't charge for tasting. So come on by.
I tried them all.
Leo, we're going to have another word of the day.
No, the hell we ain't. All right, Sean. Thank you, man. We appreciate all your time. And we'll catch up again, brother.
And thanks for being so flexible with this.
You got it, man. We'll catch you next time.
Cheers.
All right, y'all. So that is Mr. Sean. That is Mr. Sean Hallman of Shadow Ridge Distillery. I appreciate Sean coming on, but I know he had to get up and go. But now it's time for us to start the show.
Yeah.
I know this is what y'all been waiting on. Y'all always love when we get the real inside. So let's go ahead and back on up a little bit, because one of the things I definitely want to talk about is some the regular cigar news. So this one ought to get under Chris's skin just a little bit. So Diesel is coming out with a new cigar, and it is called the Sunday Gravy. The Sunday Gravy. when I saw this, I was like, what in the fuck are they talking about? So my man Justin Andrews, who is one of the senior brand managers for Diesel, who's also into Forward Cigars, they blended this one with AJ. And right now they're saying that the MSRP is $5 a stick. So I thought about, like, why in the hell would you name your cigar Sunday Gravy first off, right? So, you know, according to Justin, he said that he's talking about AJ Fernandez. He said that his process reminds me of my mom and how she cooked her Sunday sauce slowly over a low flame, knowing she had the luxury of being able to cook all day on Sunday to get it just right. What in the hell? Yes, Crystal, thank you. You might as well name a cigar. Pasta sauce. When is that one coming out? You know, before I got started with doing my show, I actually got a chance to talk to Justin. Justin was a person that I talked to and told him I was going to be doing this. He said, you know, Leo, you know, the only thing I'd say is that, you know, don't do this, don't do that, you know, because then, you know, people won't really listen to you. They won't like everything. So I was like, all right, cool. You know, I'll take that into consideration. But then you're going to come out with something that's called Sunday sauce?
Come out with some old bullshit. You know what? I'm going to top that one right now. I'm going to top it right now.
What you going to call it? Peanut butter jelly time?
The new Nicaraguan
limoncada. Okay.
See, I'm tired of you, man. I'm tired of you right now. Limoncada. Is that the same one I had back in January?
No, bruh. No, bruh.
I really don't like you right now.
The new Nicaraguan limoncada.
So we got the crack, we got the meth, now we got to come out with the cocaine? Okay, all right. So
Damn the gravy.
Somebody ought to name a cigar the scoop. So Macanudo is coming out with a vintage 2010. This one, it just seemed like that they just trying to throw something out there, man. This one, obviously, Macanudo is made by General. They're saying that this cigar is being used with a special 2010 crop, in Connecticut said that this was the time in 2010 which had the high humidity and, according to the company, optimal rainfall. So basically, the wrapper has been aging for the last decade, according to them. Up underneath the wrapper, you're going to have a Honduran binder filler and from three different countries, one being the Dominican, Honduran, and Nicaraguan. Those should be in stores August 17th. Three different Vitolas of the Toro Grande, Torpedo, and Churchill. Yeah, can't wait to try that one. Next up on the list, Eagle Rare is coming out with a cigar being sold at Cigars International and also being sold at the retail shops of Scandinavian tobacco groups. So the funny part about this one, I mean, we've seen that Weller is working with Cohiba. Buffalo Trace came out with their cigar, which we've talked about all three of these, all two of these. But it seems like this is going to be starting to be the trend now, and because all of these are coming out of Buffalo Trace Distillery. That's the funny part. So
infused at all?
They're not infused. That's probably the great thing about it. The cigar is going to be a 6.5 by 52. Basically a Toro. It's an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper over Mexican San Andreas binder with fillers from three undisclosed countries. Basically, it's going to be sold as a gift set, which is going to be for $130 if you buy it from Cigar International. But if you buy it from the Scandinavian Tobacco Group retailers, they're selling them for $79.99. Yeah, what a price hike. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway.
Guess it won't make my humidor.
Yeah. They're basically selling this as a gift set.
It won't make my humidor.
Yeah, ain't gonna make my humidor either. Basically they're selling these as a gift set. Looks like this. So they're appealing to golfers, Chris. According to your recent interview with Boveda that's up on YouTube. So this one comes with the divot marker, the ball marker, comes with 5 tees and a flask. Pretty interesting.
Did it come with that Eagle Rare?
Of course the hell not. That Eagle Rare by itself is $80.
Well, there you go. That's the only thing that's getting to my house.
Right. And so
things getting to my house.
Right. So that's my cigar news, man. I brought some things out.
Very interesting.
I brought this to the surface because, you know, we talk about sometimes, you know, gimmick cigars and shit like that. This seems to be along those lines to me. I don't know.
I'm going to try anything.
Yeah. So, Maisha.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this before. Like, your marketing and the name of your cigars is kind of a little off-putting. I shared a photo with you guys earlier in the week in our thread.
Yes.
And that was...
Which one was that?
Dirty Sanchez?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Cracking it, crack.
The lady
showing
the crack. I mean, and I went through the website. They got a whole line of goodies.
Oh, yeah, God.
I haven't had their cigars. I need to try them. We always chat, but I never got it. I need to go ahead and order me some.
Maisha, hit us with the celebrity news that you got for us.
Yeah. Well, I did just want to do a quick update about this. I've been watching the Olympics, of course, all week, and I enjoy it immensely. I miss some of my favorite shows because all I watch is NBC or clips from YouTube. So just a quick stat on the gold. Of course, U.S. is at the top. With
the gold medals?
Probably more today.
No, that's overall. They got the gold.
No. That's overall. Sorry. So overall gold, U.S. is at the top. And following behind us is China with 87. I think Japan. No, Russia is probably doing 69. Great Britain, 63. And Japan, 56.
Who got the most gold medals?
We have the most gold. No.
It should be China.
I'll say it's got to be China.
I think China is
You know, they got 50 billion people over there.
Kicking butt. Just a few numbers ahead.
Yeah. They always seem to get the most gold, but they always wind up overall in the second or third.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's exciting to watch who we're beating and who we're losing to. You know.
Are we really losing when it comes to the Olympics? I think we're losing when it comes to education to China.
In terms of individual, like track and field, basketball, you know.
Yeah, the Olympics don't have that energy like it does. Probably because ain't nobody there. But it's just, I don't know. Nobody's there.
You're late.
Right. You know. It's raining and shit.
A little different, but still interesting to watch. Raining on the track and field.
Right.
I can say this. So
hopefully you've trained enough in your career.
The HBSC boys took that whole 400 meter relay.
Oh, that was a guarantee.
Yeah, from North Carolina and TNF. Two of them on the team.
Yeah, Crystal just brought that up. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. The girls swept.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
With old Allison.
Love
Kicks.
That.
She got the most medals ever for a female.
Allison. She got the most medals ever. I mean,
since Jesse Owens been running.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. She's been running forever.
Running forever.
I can't stand you.
She's going to ever stop coming to the Olympics. Damn, she's going to be.
I mean, but look at her. She looked like she couldn't run good. Another 10 she's years. Good.
And would yeah. you, she's Chris, good. Might as well just, she... Chris might as well just go ahead and break out 100 miles and running from NWA and shit.
Well, in other news, according to, I just want to say this. Fenty's fortune, Rihanna is now officially a billionaire. I just want to drop that.
Really?
That was coming. It was just a matter of years because she was already, as soon as she came out with that, that just hit to the top immediately.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a.
Happy to hear that. Good for her.
She did that in 10 years.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And if you think about her products, they're pretty top notch and affordable.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. A value. See?
Yeah. So I.
A value.
100%. So we're, as you can tell, we're all huge Nas fans and been listening to Nas for the past 24 hours.
Yes.
Dropped a new album, King's Disease 2.
Did anybody...
Sounds like we all agree. Five stars.
Who would do a versus Nas?
Some place to
be. You would have to do somebody like Jay-Z. I think that'd be fair.
I would say Tribe Called Quest.
Damn, you gonna put a whole group up against one man?
Well, it's three of them.
Not anymore.
Three.
It's only two.
Well, not anymore. Two.
Yeah, because Nas is still dropping out.
Yeah.
By itself. Oh yeah. Yeah. You could use Tribe Called Quest.
No, you can't do that. That's what I'm saying. You have to do somebody like Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Yeah, I would say Jay-Z is probably the only one. Can't use Busta.
No. But did anybody hear this track with Lauryn Hill?
Yeah, oh, come on.
Yo, but did you expect Lauryn Hill to sing, or did you expect her to rap?
Both.
I didn't Who's know.
Let everybody because. Know. I still got it.
Yeah.
Still got it.
She still got it.
But my favorite track is the last one.
You like the last one?
Hell yeah.
So the track Chris is talking about, it says Nas is good. I like the one that says that's called My Bible. My Bible is tight.
That was so queen. So queen. I thought it was 40. Which one is the 40? It says 40 something on it.
40 side. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. 40 side is tight.
But, that one is so clean.
But this one with Lauryn Hill, it was just off the chart to me, man. I did not expect her to come out the way that she did. I mean, she came out and just brought it. It was like she was, yeah, I mean, she was like holding something up, pent up, and she just said, you know what? Here it is. I'm going to give y'all everything that I've been thinking about over the past 10 years since I've been sequestered. Yo,
fuck you.
I just want to take a minute. I want us to listen to Lauren's part right
y'all
here.
Y'all must have forgot. That's what I was thinking. All my time has been focused on my freedom now. Why would I join them when I know that I can beat them now? They put their words on me and they can eat them now. That's probably why they keep on telling me I'm needed now. They tried to box me out while taking what they want from me. I spent too many years living too uncomfortably, making room for people who didn't like the labor but wanted the spoils, greedy, selfish behavior. Now let me give it to you balanced and with clarity. I don't need to turn myself into a parody. I don't do the shit you do for popularity. They clearly didn't understand when I said I get out, apparently. My awareness like Keanu in the Matrix. I'm saving souls and y'all complaining about my lateness. Now it's illegal for someone to walk in greatness. They want the same, but they don't take risks. Now the world will get to see its own reflection, and the anointed can pursue their own direction. And if you're wrong and you're too proud to hear correction, walk into the hole you dug yourself. Fuck a projection.
I'm sorry, man. Lauryn Hill has got it.
That shit. She was clapping back on motherfucker.
Yes. That's what I said. She had some pent up aggression for like 10 years and it just all came out. It was crazy. Crazy, man.
Ninjas.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I know Maisha had had some other stuff. I know we don't necessarily, me and Chris don't necessarily like to talk about this motherfucker, but you know, it is what it is.
Don't say it.
Yeah, that's the thing about doing this show. Like, you know,
don't say it.
I gotta succumb sometimes, but I'm a huge Kanye West fan. That's no surprise for anybody that knows me. And,
can you just take a second and look at this picture?
I pride myself on compartmentalizing.
Look at this picture. Tell me what's wrong with this dude.
I don't care about none of that.
Why does he have on some pantyhose?
I care about the music.
He did the same shit in L.A. He just wore the same outfit.
Some creative.
Ridiculous.
Hey, but did y'all see the one from the track? What's the name? Richardson, the commercial that she did?
No.
With the Beats?
Nope.
And Kanye, she had red Beats. It was fire.
Hmm.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was actually a national commercial. It was pretty good. Real good.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, from some of the things that I might have heard from Kanye's album, you know, it kind of reminds me of his album, The Sophomore. I think that this is probably going to be one of his strongest albums, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out, dude.
I think so. That's my opinion. You know, I mean, I'm not a big Kanye fan at all. You know, I not since his sophomore album, as a matter of fact. I really haven't followed Kanye as deeply in when it comes to music as I have some other people. But, yes, I do agree, Kara, that he is an artistic genius. But... And like I've said in previous episodes that we've had, is that, you know, I like Kanye's music, but him as a person, miss me with that. I can't do it.
Man, this motherfucker is good.
I'm sorry, Maisha. What else we got?
No, I just let y'all talk. I mean, the sophomore album was late registration, still one of my favorites.
Okay.
I don't have an album that I didn't like. I'll be honest.
So you like this gospel album too?
I think College Dropout.
College Dropout was good. I like College Dropout.
College Dropout was, you know, kicked in the door.
Yeah, that's actually the concert I went to see in the Garden. It was pretty crazy.
Oh, I bet you that was nuts.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
I bet you that was nuts. Yeah. Would you ask me, Leo?
What happened?
Would you ask me?
No, I was saying I know that you had some other stuff to talk about.
Okay, yeah. Let's. I like to talk about what to watch. You know, last week we touched on Summer of Soul. Summer of Soul now playing on Hulu. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm gonna get into it.
Yeah.
Because that's That kind of stuff is my jam. It's a what they're calling a history lesson wrapped in a concert film. Jaw-dropping performances, you know. Summer of Soul is a directorial debut of Questlove.
Okay.
Renowned DJ, drummer, producer, and bandleader of hip-hop legends. That's for you, DaBaby. The Roots. He must have forgot
who your daddy
is. So over the course of 6 weeks during the summer of 1969, thousands of people attended the Harlem Cultural Festival to celebrate Black history, culture, music, and fashion, featuring music like from the legends Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight, The Tips, Nina Simone, Sly and the Family Stone, and a host of others. So that's now playing. That started in July. Check it out.
That was the offspring of what was it? Woodstock.
Yeah. They called it the Black Woodstock, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Yeah. Unfortunately, we have to label ourselves.
We can do it. We just don't want to go in the middle of a damn field. In the middle of nowhere.
We'll put it in the middle of the streets.
We want to go home at night.
It was a block party.
Sleeping out.
Yeah.
We don't want to go home. We want to go to our house at night. Yeah. Right. We don't want to sleep in the damn field.
Yeah.
And have nowhere to go to the bathroom and all that shit.
You mean Coachella? You mean like Coachella?
Coachella.
Oh, that shit was ridiculous.
Oh man.
It's in the fields.
The desert.
Well, the last one wasn't the last one. What was the one in Chicago? What was that one?
So I'm gonna check it.
Shit, ain't no telling with Chicago.
No, that one they had, was it last weekend? Yeah, that was crazy. 180,000 people.
Lollapalooza is always crazy, though, no matter where they have it. It's always crazy. You have a ton of people that show up to them places. To
see which variant's going to come out of that shit?
It's going to have a F variant.
It's going to be the Zulu variant.
You ain't never lying.
Oh shit!
That's a possibility.
Right.
I just want to name these bitches, and they still don't know where the shits came from. So how the hell you gonna give it a fucking name? Anyway, my thoughts.
I'm trying to figure out where did Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie go? We just went straight to Delta.
Yeah. I just want to see the fucking egg. That's what I want to fucking see. Yeah. Show me
what
the
you
egg.
Want
I want to see my black beginning stages. The egg. I want to see the fucking egg. Show me that shit.
I can't.
Yeah. It's difficult. So you got
about the most important birthday of the week.
Yes. I want to hear about this.
Who that? My birthday?
Yours was last weekend.
It's still
okay,
same
Chris. Chris's birthday. Chris turns 27 again.
Hell yeah.
Happy belated.
That's right.
You're looking good, brother. You're looking good.
That's right. Not giving a damn.
Preserving the sexy.
Not giving a damn.
Your black ain't cracking.
Who's
blackety
that?
Black, black, black.
Who's got the hot birthday this weekend, Maisha?
Our beloved President Barack Obama turned 60.
Don, 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 don. Don, don. Yes.
Wasn't that Tuesday or something like that? Tuesday?
Oh, I heard he had a party. Heard a party was yesterday. He gonna have a party tonight. I think he's gonna have a party tomorrow.
Did you hear what he did though? He actually lessened the amount of people that were coming. He had 600 people coming. He had to drop it to 150 because of the new Delta variant.
Variant.
Shit. Don't he live in Chicago?
Yeah, he do.
He lives in Chicago. They don't give a shit. He had 180,000 motherfuckers out there.
Hey, fuck it. Happy birthday to the president that we all gonna remember.
Let's go have a party where they had the damn Luca Bilasa at.
Right.
Hey, you know.
Let him spread out.
You know, speaking of a party, man, you know, I got a lot of respect for you. And I know that I've told you this in person, and I'm not ashamed to say it right here on the show. I love you, man. I appreciate everything you've done for me. And brought to me, but you know, everybody may not know, but you just did, well, not just did, back in May, you did a interview with Bovida, you know, congratulations on that, man, by the way. you know, to sit down with Rob is something that's huge. Yes, yes. Big ups, big claps to my man. You know, to sit down with Rob from Bovada is huge. Not a lot of people get a chance to do this. And, you know, you being the small brand that you are, to be able to sit down and go through an hour and 30-minute interview with him was fantastic, you know. So I just want to play a small clip from the interview because we talk about this all the time, and I want people to understand not only where you come from, but what it means when you're asking for a cigar. I just want to play this real quick.
Uh-oh. I told the factory, like, look, nobody will ever get one of these limitados for free. Like, I will never hand out one of them unless they've bought a good amount of cigars. So let's make one sample. That's what we're supposed to give out. A sample. 44x4. It cost me very little to make. If you want a sample of what we do, that's it. So, because you're going to go around here and you're going to grab all you can grab, or you may not smoke it. But you might just give it to, hey, I got this at TP, you know, they don't know who I am. Hey, try this Carolina Blue. I don't know who he is. So you just lost out to what somebody, so if I give you the Limitado or I give you the Habano and you don't know me, like, here, take it.
Yeah.
It's free. You just toss it. But if you just spit a nice penny on what you just bought, even if the cigar is crap, you're going to treasure that cigar. I like it. I'm going to smoke it all. I have a
bunch
of
You're looking for that investment.
Yeah, you invested in a company. You're at least going to smoke it. Sure. And you're going to critique it. But if I gave it to you, oh, I got it for free. Oh, I didn't like it. It's gone. But if I pay for it, you're like, you know what? I'm going to see. Even if you get down to the second, third, you're like, okay, is what I thought. Eh.
Sure.
You put more time into it. So I'm like, you know, I take that, you know, I tell them all the time, hey, people don't, you know, that I know that's the business that we're in. So, but we don't have to give them the full, we can give them a taste of what we have to offer. Hors d'oeuvres. We're going to give you hors d'oeuvres.
I love it.
While you're here. And I told him, I said, I wish I could chop the cigar up in pieces and put a toothpick in there. You want a sample? Here's a toothpick. You get your little two little, there's your sample. What'd you think?
That is my favorite fucking piece. If you can chop it up, put it on toothpicks. Here, smoke this. What'd you think? Hey, man, if that's not the classic mall answer.
I kind of dig it, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Quintessential Chris.
Yo, I mean, you know, like I said.
Make a small batch of hors d'oeuvres.
Right. I mean, we talk about this all the time. You know, people always want to sit there and say, you know, hey, you got a sample, you got a sample. Well, damn, what have you done for me lately? That's what it pretty much comes down to, you know. So, you know, Chris, I mean, talk to us about it. Take us through that journey of people asking for samples. What does that mean to you? I mean, is it just like you said in the interview? It's like, hey, you know what? If you buy more of the product, then I'm going to probably appreciate you more. Or, you know, is there something that you really want to get across to the people about basically kind of begging for samples?
Yeah, it's like, you know, everybody who buys, you know, a certain amount from me, I'll throw, you know, something in there that something different than what they bought. Because that's like a little bit of over-delivering, so to speak. But if you just like, hey, I don't know about you, can I try one? Yeah, you can. Plastic or dollar. Yeah, because it's like, come on. I don't know, and we, like I said, Leo, we talk about this a lot. This is like one of the only businesses that I have been around where people just ask for something, like, can I try it? Without even paying for it.
Right.
You know, they just want to like, here, sure, try it. But I look at it as, yeah, I make this for a certain amount. But I look at it as like, okay, I just gave you something for $12 or $8 or $7. I'm like, that shit. And if I just keep giving them out, eventually, if I give out 10, that's $70 or $120. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I could use that money to buy something else. And you, like I said, you don't appreciate it. Somebody, you know, it's like I got a bunch of free t-shirts that I got, like, playing golf. I don't even know what them shits are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I got some cigars, you know, that people just gave me, you know, just out the blue. I don't know where they at. I have a bunch, but the ones that I bought or the ones that people invested in my company, stuff like that, I'll smoke them tomorrow.
Right.
You know, because if you just gave it to me, it's like, you know what I'm saying? You have that, like, but yeah. if you purchased it, it's even something you buy that you didn't really need. You know what you're going to do? You're going to wear it out.
Yep.
You're like, at least I got my money's worth.
Yeah.
And then you throw it away. And it's just like, that's why, and part of the piece was like, hey, for the retailers, like, stop having your homeboys try your shit.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because they just.
Your friend's going to always tell you that it's good.
Yeah, go to somebody you don't know. It's like, hey, that I'm telling, like, where the fuck you get this from? They, you know, somebody you don't know, they're like, what is this?
Right.
It's like, ooh, I can't smoke this. And they like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Now you think about always, it.
Yeah, it's like, oh. Or you got to have that honest friend with you, like, yo, dog, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have that, in anything you do, whether it's clothes or you cook, or whatever it is, you gotta have that honest person. Just don't ride the train just to be on it.
Right.
You know, I'd rather ride alone, and cause I can figure it out.
Yep.
Like I'm figuring this out right here.
Yep.
It's been in the works for a minute. It's good as shit. Don't get me wrong. I'll probably send it to you. You'd be like, oh, bro. I think it can use something. It's missing something.
Well, you know, I mean, we've actually done that before. You know, I mean, you sent it to me, and I was like, yo, this is the bomb. You're like, I really don't think so. I would think I want to change it to this size or do this. And I'm like, no, dude, do it. Keep it like this. And you're like, no. And, you know, because I know we got into it about the box press Habano, and you wanted to turn it into a Toro, I think.
Right.
And I was like, no, dude, don't do that. You're going to lose out. And you were like, nah, I think I'm going to do it. And you came out with it, and you went back to the box press. And I was like, okay, cool. I like the box press. And everybody else does too, man. You know, so, but, you know, there's been some stuff that I was like, no, don't do this. Don't do this. You're like, no, I think I'm going to do this. And it works out, you know. So, you know, it's just all about, you know, whose palate that you're hitting more often versus the ones that just say, it's okay. Or, no, I think that you should do this. You know, so I do. I appreciate everything that you've done, man. Everything that you've shown me, should I say. It's such a pleasure along my journey to have gotten with you now and being able to say, hey, this my boy. I know you know what the hell he's doing. I'm riding. Let's do this. So, yeah, man, that was a great interview. So all you guys that did not get a chance to see it, please go to the Bovada YouTube page. The name of their show is called Box Press. You can go and check out Chris's interview along with other people's, but the ones that we care about is Chris Moore from Carolina Blue. Get your Carolina Blue cigars, man. Don't ask for no damn samples.
Yeah, that was an awesome interview. It was unexpected, actually. I didn't find out. No, I think he asked me like a couple of weeks prior. But I thought it was going to be like a, you know how they do, 15, 20 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. It's the same old. But when it kept going, I think we could have went longer. And, you know.
I thought y'all was going to go about 2 hours.
Yeah, and I was shocked. Then I looked through all the other ones because I looked at them first.
Right.
Like, I want to be there like 45 minutes because I told you that. Mm-hmm. Like, I probably just got 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We could have went 2 hours, but, you know, I didn't want to overstay my welcome.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been
congratulations.
So far.
I think it's dope, too.
It's,
yeah,
you
know,
it
we'll
was,
see how it pays off.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to see my man in his element, in his environment, talking about what he actually does. You know, I mean, you know, Chris does a lot with the brand, with the cigars. So, you know, it's good to get that exposure for you, man. And Bovada, I think, big shout out to Rob for that interview. Bovada did a great job with that interview. I think, like you were saying, you know, other people, they had shorter interviews, but he just kept going and kept going and kept going with you. And one of the things that he brought up that a lot of people bring up is that, you know, you're just raw with it. Yeah, it's not raw. It's just real.
That's the attraction, actually.
Yeah.
That's the attraction. That's why it's a pleasure. I want to give you props, too. It's a pleasure. It's been a pleasure getting to know you a little more. And I think, even when we talk about like people you know, people you see on TV, it's the realness that's the attraction, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know when I talk to you guys about cigars and I'm smoking, you know, I go to y'all like, send you a picture like, what the fuck is this?
I mean, who it's crazy. This, yeah, right? It's crazy because
the hell y'all I mean, got like, me smoking.
It's like anything else. It's like, okay, and well, I can't use anything. Like you, Mike, you're in the retail business, and I know you get stuff that may come in and like, what the hell, you know. But you have to be like, I can't really say that,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not at that level, like I said. And yeah, if I'm not real about what I make, why should I be in the business? Because I can go get some shit out the garage
down the street from Jose.
Yeah, and just like, here you go. I got a cigar brand, but I don't want that. I want, you know, people are, I'm going to tell you, be straight up. And people are sleeping on Carolina Blue, to be honest with you. And you know what? I don't give a shit. If you are, then you just losing out. You know, people are like, I never heard of you. I'm like, okay, whatever.
It's okay.
So I really don't care. You look, be like the man, the plumber on Martin. You going to pay me now?
You're going to pay me later.
But you're going to pay me. And you ain't going to get no goddamn sample. You ain't going to get no sample.
Going to give you an hors d'oeuvre.
This ain't Costco.
You're going to get an hors d'oeuvre. You're going to get a damn a cut-up cigar in a bag mailed to your house.
You want a sample? You want a sample?
There you go.
You want a sample? There,
Maduro.
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Maduro. Habano.
Gonna be like you're at a damn ball game. Hey, Habanos, 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 Connecticut, Connecticut, Connecticut.
Yeah, all that.
Oh man, hilarious. But no, man, great interview once again, man. Seriously, glad you got a chance to do that.
Good stuff.
And you know, one of the big things for me coming up next week, as a matter of fact, August 12th, my White Sox taking on the New York Yankees. In the Field of Dreams, baby. That's right. The Field of Dreams is coming to TV. Yeah, I can't wait for that. My White Sox kicking ass, man. They're kicking ass. So I'm happy about that. But, yeah, man, you know, I'm not going to try to hold up too many people's rest of their Saturday. I know we've been going a little bit over an hour and a half, which is great. We had our featured guest, Mr. Sean Hallman from Shadow Ridge Spirit Company. That was our word of the day, being spirit. Cheers, everybody.
Oh, bitch.
So big ups to Sean for coming in and talking about his brand, talking about his company and what he actually does. But yeah, with that being said, man, I don't want to hold everybody up because next week, please make sure you tell all your friends. We have a double guest. We have Mr. Michael Brown from Hat Ambassador. I know me and Chris have plenty of damn pins. And we're also going to have Miss Robin of Blue Smoke ATL on, talking about her poker accessories. So that should be a lot of fun to be able to have those two in. Again, you know, make sure you tell all your friends. The Hat Ambassador and Miss Robin from Blue Smoke ATL will be in the house next Saturday. So, everybody from the ATL and Miami and all across the nation, get ready. It's going to be a hell of a show. We got a lot to talk about. Mike actually sent me his Flaring and Pairing book because he is a now author. So I'm going to take a read of that, see what I can get out of it, and bring it to the people. Other than that, man, what y'all got? Anything for the...
And I got my poker. I got poker. In the
you got your poker.
I'll bring that out next week.
You got your poker. That's awesome.
Poker.
From Robin, yeah.
Yeah, bring the one I gave you there too.
I love that one. I use that one.
That I handed off in the relay.
You did. And you did, and I gladly accept.
I like, I don't want this shit. What the hell?
That's exactly what you said. That's exactly what you said.
Y'all are funny. Hey man, it's been a great Saturday. I appreciate it. Thank y'all for taking y'all Saturday out, Chris and Maisha, as we always do. Thank everybody else for coming out and enjoying B&L Behind the Brand. This is us signing off. Y'all have a great rest of your Saturday and great weekend, man. We appreciate y'all. Love y'all. And as always,
peace and hair grease.
And we out.
You got that board.
Yeah, dog. I'm working it, dog. Mm-hmm. I'm working the shit out this board.